Today's podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Well, hello there, Placement Nation. Class is in session. I am JT here back for episode number 8, Jeff Learns Wrestling. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Are you sure?
Well, I was a little bit better 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. So you walked in my house, and I just happened to mention Deshaun Watson tore his ACL, and you have him littered on your fantasy teams, and I've destroyed your evening.
Yes, especially since one is a 6 point per quarterback touchdown pass league.
Oh.
And I have no running backs. He was pretty much the only thing keeping me afloat.
Yeah, that hurts. And it's not like he has a good backup.
The last week, you told me to play Andy Dalton instead of him. So if I do
but
somehow
you won,
manage
though. Didn't you
to,
win anyway?
I did, all but right. Now like my points tie break, I'm probably going to end up 7th. Wow. Never listening to you again.
You shouldn't anyway. You should never ask for fantasy advice. So what we're doing here tonight, you may have seen the poll on our brand new Facebook page, facebook.com/JeffLearnsWrestling. And part of that poll we put up a couple weeks ago was, which modern pay-per-view match should Jeff watch from this most recent pay-per-view installment from WWE, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs 2017? And the overwhelming winner was the main event. So we're actually watching that right now as we speak. The entrances are underway. We're going to live watch this together. And then, Jeff, I think we'll head back to 1987 for our next episode. And then kind of back-to-back off our timeline. But this is the one we wanted to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, the 87, there's so much stuff that I'm still getting through after WrestleMania 3, but this is fresh. I don't know who these people are.
No. All right, so who just came out? I think that was The Miz. So have you ever heard of The Miz?
The Miz?
Yeah, no. He was from The Real World, Mike Mizanin. He was like a big wrestling fan, early 2000s.
That's weird because I was into The Real World, but he must have been on a later episode.
Yeah, he was probably there, like, and he was big on like all the challenge episodes, and all those series and stuff. And he always cut wrestling promos and talked about wanting to be a wrestler. And he ended up becoming a dirty wrestler. And he's very polarizing, very divisive, because he works a very safe, basic style. Many people think he's boring or sucks as a wrestler. Others think he's doing it right because he's never really hurts anyone, just does his thing. But the interesting thing is he's an awesome promo, awesome on the mic, very biting, just a natural heel. And he has his wife, Maurice, who's a smoke show, by his side.
Smoke show. I like that.
His tag partners here are Cesaro and Sheamus. Sheamus has been around for a while.
I'm going to guess that Sheamus is the one with the giant red beard.
Yes. Yes, that would be him. And then Cesaro is one of the best workers in the world. He was big on the indie scene, came to WWE. He's never really gotten much of a singles push, mainly because he's not the best talker. But he is always great in tag teams. They tend to throw him in these random tag teams, and they always are like excelling. He's excelling in that role. And him and Sheamus have been, out of nowhere, just an awesome team. Just bruising. They beat the shit out of guys and have really good offense.
I feel like I've seen this guy before. Have you shown me him during a podcast or maybe before this whole thing?
No, we watched. Wasn't there a pay-per-view you watched with us this year?
Yes.
I think
I don't remember
they
what it was.
Was that when they fought the Hardy Boys in a cage? Remember that really good? No, was it a cage match or an Iron Man match? Maybe you watched one of those with us. I think it was a cage match.
Oh, yeah, because he kept jumping up like off the cage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've seen both of these guys, and they were a tag team in that match for the titles.
All right. So this is Smash?
This is Kane.
Oh, Kane.
Yes. So Kane's been gone for a while. He's been around since 1997. He's one of those guys that just kind of doesn't go away, and everyone's kind of done with him. He's been off for a while because he's actually running for political office in Tennessee. He's a huge libertarian.
Is he on the ticket as just Kane?
No, Glenn Jacobs is
Glenn
real name.
Jacobs, yeah. Okay. So no mask.
No mask now.
Why are there so many people? Like, what's happening here?
All right. So here's the deal. Their opponents are a three-man unit known as The Shield. The Shield debuted in 2012. There were guys from the developmental program that came up, and they just, like, ran through everyone. They were unstoppable. They were awesome. Everyone loved them. One of the guys in The Shield was Roman Reigns, if you remember him from the ambulance match.
The ambulance match,
yes, yeah. So
got hosed.
So they broke up when Seth Rollins turned on the other two guys, Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. They've been apart for a while. And here's your buddy Braun, if you remember him from
O'Brien, yeah.
Yeah. Braun Strowman, yeah.
Braun Strowman.
So The Shield had been apart now for, I want to say, 2 years. And they recently reunited. It was a huge deal. Like, the crowd went nuts. They were going crazy.
Kind of like when the New Kids on the Block got back together.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So everyone was very excited. And they were put into this match where they were supposed to just fight The Miz and his entourage. But they realized that wasn't a big enough match because his entourage was just kind of lackeys. So they pulled them out and put Sheamus and Cesaro in. And then for some reason, they just kept adding guys. Kane made a comeback and they threw him in here. So it's actually a 5-on-3 match. And it's anything goes because it's a tables, ladders, and chairs match, meaning all those weapons are in play.
And they're all fighting at the same time, or they tag in?
No, they're all going to fight at the same time. It's a big brawl.
So how is that fair if it's 5-on-3?
It's not. Odds are stacked against the baby faces. But there's a wrinkle. So Roman Reigns was part of a mumps outbreak that went on backstage.
Like a real mumps outbreak?
A real mumps outbreak.
Oh, no.
And he could not compete at the show. So in his place is Kurt Angle. You know Kurt Angle?
I've heard of him. I don't think I've ever seen him.
So he's kind of a legendary WWF wrestler who left in 2006. He just came back this year, went to the Hall of Fame, and has been the GM of Raw. And this was his first, it was a last-minute thing. They were trying to salvage the show. So they added Kurt Angle to the Shield for one night. In place of Reigns. So this is Kurt Angle's first WWE match in 11 years.
That's cool. I'd be like Joey Fatone subbing in for Donnie Wahlberg.
Yes. If you consider Joey Fatone like one of the greatest of all time.
Well, I do.
Okay. Then yeah, it's just like that. So there's Kurt Angle looking like the proud, like cool stepdad joining the kids for this one outing. So
oh, he's kind of puffy looking.
Yeah.
Is that how he's always looked?
Well, when he first debuted, he was
like, just like fat and out of shape now.
Well, when he first debuted, he was actually like really thin because he was an Olympic gold medalist wrestler.
Oh, like real Greco-Roman stuff?
Yeah. And then he got all roided up and his head got huge and everything. So now I think he's in this weird aftermath of not roiding anymore, but still has like the big Barry Bonds head and everything going on.
Gotcha.
Dean Ambrose is the guy with the scraggly brownish hair, and Rollins is the long black hair.
So he's wearing like the flak jacket to cover his back knee?
What, Angle? No, the Shield all wear flak jackets. So he's just kind of going with them.
That's an interesting point about the back knee. If these guys are all roided up, how come you never see it? Do they just put makeup on, or are they just like, do they have like back acne specialists, like dermos?
Yeah, some guys you'll see it. It was really prevalent in like the early 2000s when the juice was just flowing freely and no one cared before Chris Benoit went on a murderous rage. And
so you're saying there's not as much steroids now? Well, I guess some of these guys are kind of small.
Yeah, I don't think it's as prevalent, and those that do, like, I think it's more HGH and other stuff versus, like, old-school fucking hardcore steroids, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know what back knee comes from. I don't know if HGH also causes back knee, I'm not sure, but...
Sheamus is, like, shining. He's, like, a glowing light in the center of the ring.
There's a real...
He needs, like, a little spray tan or something.
But no, that's his thing. He's just pale. It's a real commitment to not being in the sun, this guy, to be that pale.
That's a cool thing to have.
Just lack of...
All right, so now,
Dan.
Going right for the chairs.
Yeah, right to the chairs. So this is just, but you know, it was sold on just being a wild affair, just madness abound. We talked about the presentation when we watched Mayweather and Big Show. Now we're even, you know, almost 10 years from that.
That's crazy.
Is it, like, does the presentation stand out to you still in a different way?
Well, it's crazy because there's so many different cameras, mm-hmm. and it's like zooming in and out. This is like a big production.
What do you think of that? Because that's another point across wrestling fans that they're not thrilled with. The producer, long been there forever, Kevin Dunn, executive producer, like is a big fan of these jump cuts and zoom in and zoom out. And I think they do it partially in the HD to like cover up if they're not really hitting each other sometimes, you know?
It reminds me of a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all this stuff is happening, but if you really try to focus on something, it's impossible.
So what do you think? Did you like it, or do you like the old school, just kind of steady cam?
Yeah, I like the old school a little better.
Yeah.
Make me nauseous.
So the crowd is pumped here because the Shield's back together and Kurt Angle's returned. Probably put the volume up just a little bit. And by the way, if anyone's joining in, I guess we didn't really timestamp. Right now the Shield is diving into The Miz and Sheamus and Cesaro. If anyone wants to join in with where we are.
How do you win this match?
Pinfall.
So
or submission.
One guy?
Yes. So
any one guy can just pin one guy.
Right. In a normal TLC match, it's usually a title match of some sort where a belt is hanging and they have to climb the ladder to get the belt. That's usually what a TLC match was, but this is just weaponry only. So are you digging the start so far where the shield is just mauling everyone with weapons?
Yeah, it's kind of that's kind of a constant, right? The baby faces just go crazy at the beginning.
Right.
So I'm waiting for the big heel moment where someone goes and he just, I don't know, uses a knife.
I don't think we'll see any knives, but...
see Savage run in, hit someone with the bell.
See, you're in 87 mindset. That's it. You're just craving Savage here tonight. Are you a Braun fan after watching that ambulance match?
He was pretty good. I thought the ending was a little better, the whole attempted murder. Yes. More of a Reigns guy. It's too bad he's got the mumps.
Yes, the mumps.
Does he ever get better from the mumps? Or?
He's still in recovery. He's supposed to be better in the next couple of weeks. But
oh, so this was like recent.
This was just October, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Early October. So that's why we had it out with the poll. We'll do more of these as we move along. So there's a lot of triple teaming here. Kane has always been booked like a monster, even though he's a guy that's been around forever. He's lost a bunch, but he's always kind of just been protected in a way that they'll utilize him as a monster whenever he shows up and portray him as unbeatable.
So he's got like the Andre Undertaker type mystique.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a poor man's. I mean, he's Undertaker's brother in storyline.
Oh, really?
We'll get to that. But he, so he's kind of like a poor man's Undertaker.
Poor man's Undertaker.
Yeah, so he's got the mystique and
I feel bad for him. I hope someday that people aren't talking about me and my brother and they say, Jeff's just a poor man's Dan.
I think it would be the other way around.
Shout out to Dan.
Yeah. So here we go, more brawling. And, you know, this is a good trope or tease they do too, where they'll tease a big spot and make you wait on it. Like they were going to put Kane through the table, but they held off to try and get everyone's hopes up and then pull back.
It's tough to go at Sheamus because he's got that mohawk.
Yeah.
He probably really doesn't want him to mess up the hair. Because then
it rarely comes down. I'll give him that. He really must, whatever he does, he really is good at keeping it.
I always wonder about these guys, like soccer players who have the coifs.
Yeah.
Like when I play soccer, I sweat.
Yeah.
So why isn't their hair getting messed up? I always wonder about that.
A lot of
like
gel.
It's like real, like serious industry strength gel.
Yeah.
I love how these guys are sitting around. They paid God knows how much for this ticket, and they're filming it on their phone. Like, you can just watch it on the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you need to film it? Just to prove to people how close you are? We all can see you.
Or I guess just to get a live angle. Like, maybe they're anticipating, like, a big spot. But it is a pet peeve. There are a lot of people that go to these live events, and then they'll just, like, sit on the phone on their blogs or Twitter and, like, talk about them while they're there. It's like, just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, man, stop doing that. Stop iPhoning everything.
There's a Raw coming soon, by the way. We're going to see if we can swing it because we got to get you to a live event soon. Coming to Providence.
Oh, the dunk.
Yeah.
I know they still did that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Of course they do.
I feel like I have a memory of going to a wrestling match with my grandfather when I was little.
You think so?
But being as that he is now dead, I'll never be able to find out.
You think it was at the dunk or it could have been at the Warwick Musical Theater? They did shows there.
Did they ever go to the West Warwick Convention Center?
I don't know if WWF went there, but independent promo. I actually went to a show last year there.
Really?
Yeah, Ring of Honor was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good building for West Warwick.
Yeah. Anyone standing out to you right now besides Sheamus' hair?
No, it's kind of just a hodgepodge of stuff. I mean, I was really excited to see Kane because he's got that cool red mask, but he's just getting beat the crap up.
Yeah.
Who's the little bald guy? He's trying to tell people he's not bald, but he is.
Which one?
That guy right there.
Dean Ambrose?
Oh, that's Dean Ambrose?
Yeah, he's the other Shield guy.
Shield guy, yeah. He has this really dumb look on his face. Kind of reminds me of Jim Duggan.
Yeah. He's supposed to be like a crazed lunatic kind of guy. That's his lunatic fringe is his nickname. He's just kind of be out to lunch.
Well, his hair is thinning. He should just shave it.
Yeah.
This is my like one public service announcement to all those guys out there whose hair is thinning. Just shave it. Yeah, it looks better. Trust me.
So what'd you think of that right there? The double elbows off the...
That was nice.
Yeah, into the tables.
Did they really break the tables or are the tables set up to break?
Yeah, they're set to break.
Okay.
They used to use like real folding tables that were kind of pre-cut. Now they just kind of have these breakaway units that...
This is in the aftermath of the Jake the Snake guitar hit?
Yeah, yes.
Like maybe we should use a breakaway guitar for that
Maybe
one.
We should gimmick things and not give our guys broken necks and drug habits.
Poor guy.
I wonder what Jake's life could have been. I mean, he probably would have gotten addicted to something at some point, but that definitely did not help.
Kind of sped things along.
Yeah, for sure. So
and the instant replay in match, that's fascinating.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
In case you missed it.
Is this is it keeping your attention so far?
Yeah. Is it keeping your attention?
Yeah.
So I know the Jets are on right now.
I'm doing both.
How they doing?
It's nothing.
That is the commitment to teaching me wrestling, that you would watch something with me while the Jets are playing.
If they were 5-2, it might have been a different story. we're also playing each other in fantasy and have a bunch of guys in this game, but it's tough because I don't get many free nights. Like, whenever my wife goes out, I pretty much just put the call into you at this point to come over. So I didn't want to waste a night that we had an opportunity to do a show.
I'm honored.
Yeah. Are you preferring this to 1987 at this point?
No, I'm still kind of, you know, tickled by the whole Savage, Hogan,
okay,
that kind of...
Yeah. I think yeah. You've built a connection with those guys.
It's fun to see this, but
yeah,
it's almost like I'm in 1987.
Right.
So this is kind of like waking
future
up
shock
in the future, yeah, and you're like, no.
What is this? Well, the good news is you have like 30 years worth of stuff to watch the progression before you get here.
So maybe when I'm 60, I can watch this match and be like, yes,
yeah,
this all makes sense.
Yep. And then it'll just be like, wife will be thrilled to get out of here because the kids will be in college, and me and you will be sitting down here doing this show.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Kurt Angle is one of my all-time favorites. I think you really enjoy him when we get to him. He blends comedy and intensity really well.
Oh, he's a good trash talker?
Yeah, he's just really funny. He's like kind of a nerd too at times, but he's also like crazy. But he also had like painkiller problems and shit, and that's why he left.
Oh.
And I was always kind of fearful that he wasn't going to survive, but he made it, and he's cleaned up, and he's back. And I saw him go on the Hall of Fame live this year, so that was cool. It was a big moment for me.
Where is the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
So they don't have a physical building. There's talk that they might put one in Orlando because they have their training center there and make it kind of a touristy thing, but they haven't built one yet. But there's a huge Hall of Fame class. Like, and they've inducted a lot of people to the Hall of Fame. They first did it in the mid-90s, then they took a break for like a decade, and now every year at WrestleMania they do a Hall of Fame ceremony where they put like 6 or 7 new people in.
Who were the initial inductees?
Andre the Giant was like the first ever.
Nice.
And then just from there, it's just kind of built. And a lot of it is like who's in good favor with the company. You know, like when they're not talking to someone, they're not going to go in. And then if they make up, they go in. But all the big names that you would know are in at this point. Hogan and Piper and Savage and Warrior and all those guys.
Oh, man, The Miz is getting suplexed.
Does The Miz look like a dick?
He's such a dick. Like that haircut?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
He's an awesome asshole. He's probably had the best year of his career as far as like character-wise over the last year or so.
I thought the suplex thing was like Brock Lesnar's thing.
Well, it is. Kurt Angle always did suplexes, though, and he was one of the first ones to do like the triple. But Brock is like, he'll do like 10 and call it Suplex City and everyone counts and all that. But Kurt was one of the big German guys. He didn't do it first, but he did it before Brock is what I was trying to say.
Oh, so he's doing the choke thing.
Yeah. Yeah, choke slam's one of his moves. He basically apes The Undertaker's move. He did a choke slam and a tombstone, just like The Undertaker does. And this is Kurt's finishing move, the ankle lock. Really wrenches it in here and torques quite a bit.
Hmm. Aw, man.
Brian Strowman.
Friggin' Brian.
Say that a lot.
Are you going to throw an old man around like that?
It was a little worrisome when they put Kurt in this match. Like, you know, he is a guy that had a bad neck and problems and stuff, and his first match back, and they are protecting him a bit. He hasn't really done anything too crazy or taken any big shots yet.
Well, they hit him with the ladder across the chest, but he does have the flak jacket.
Yeah, you know, it's the big ones are like falls, like off the ladder, or like shots to the head or stuff like that, which he hasn't really taken yet. So that's been good.
So these pay-per-view events, how often are they? Is it like every week?
No. So for a long time, it was every month. They're kind of like every 2 weeks right now because each brand has its own. Okay, there you go. As I speak, Braun Strowman is power center through a table.
And now, is he dead? He looks really hurt.
He's not doing well. He's also a really good seller. So let's see if Braun, Braun protected him. Look, he's got his head cupped.
Yeah.
He did okay. Right now they're in a lull because Survivor Series is the big one coming up. And that's coming pretty soon. So that will They take about a month to build to that one. I think it's a Sunday before Thanksgiving.
So this is just for shits and giggles. This isn't. There's no belts being changed or anything.
No. There's no titles on the line here at all.
So I shouldn't ask who the champion is then.
It's kind Brock of a Lesnar is the champion.
Oh, okay.
So he's not here.
Yeah. Spoiler accomplished.
Yeah, none of these guys. Miz is Intercontinental Champion at this point here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The legacy of the Macho Man and Steamboat passed on to some dickhead from the real world.
That's right.
Jesus. It's embarrassing.
You think so? You're embarrassed by the Miz? That's good.
I'm embarrassed. He has, you know whose haircut he has? He has George McFly's haircut. Back to the Future.
You think so? I think it's even worse than that. Because he's kind of it's kind of shaved, so he just has like the little mop on top.
Yeah, he looks like Willard.
Willard Scott?
No, Willard. From the movie Willard. He controlled all the rats.
Jeffrey Scott. Controlling the rats.
That Cesaro guy, he's in good shape.
Yeah, he's a big CrossFit guy. I think we watched him. Yeah, we did watch that match. Remember I told you he lifted the guy off the apron and suplexed him off the top rope?
Off the top rope, yeah.
That was him.
That was impressive.
He's got sick power.
Okay, he's a good seller, this angle, but I think he's really hurt.
You think, yeah, I mean, he's probably a little sore.
There was no report afterwards that
no, he
Kurt
was okay.
Angle will never wrestle.
No,
again.
No, he was okay. Or he's what? Probably going to wrestle Survivor Series.
Oh, good. He looks really old. Is he old? Like over 40?
I think he's in his 40s, yeah.
Jeez.
A lot of wear and tear on those wheels. But right.
He's being helped off. Why don't they just try to tackle him?
Yeah, they're being kind to him. I don't know. Maybe because he's the general manager. They want to be nice. I'm not sure. Yeah, they could go beat him up. I mean, there's officials there. You know, they could face a suspension or a fine if they come out and beat up the general manager while he's being carted out.
Well, they could just pin him.
True. Yeah, they could just pin him. But they're not. He's leaving the match. I mean, they're okay just taking the 5-on-2 advantage.
As Kane's just strolling through the middle of the ring. He's like, yeah, I'm wrestling, whatever.
It's like, I am done with this. They made me come back for this.
Kick this guy.
I just want to be sitting in my office in Tennessee. Try to be the libertarian governor, or whatever the fuck he's trying to be, mayor.
I imagine that's the tough thing about a match with so many guys, is that there are no like easy ways to rest. You know, like you got the rest holds.
Right, yeah.
They went all at it for like 10 minutes.
And now they're all dead.
And they're just kind of like, all right.
On the flip side, sometimes what they'll do is like someone will get knocked out on the floor. And then, like, rest out there for a few minutes. You know, they'll take, like, a big shot, fall down, be out for a while, and they'll rest out there. So sometimes it actually buys you more time. What do you think of these shots right here, whipping them into the chair and put up in the corner?
It's a good use of the chair.
Jets up 7-0, by the way. Josh McCown rushing touchdown.
You playing him?
Yes.
Asshole.
Not starting Dalton.
Of course, it's a rushing touchdown.
Here comes Sheamus off the top to pelt Dean Ambrose. So now we're just kind of... So if the match here, up to this point, like, how are you scoring it or grading it or thinking of it? Like, if this was toward the end, what would you be thinking?
It's kind of average.
Okay.
But...
Because things are about to take a twist. I won't tell you which way.
Oh, sweet. It can only be one way, I imagine.
I don't know which way you're thinking, but
twisting in the Shield's favor.
Well, when I say twist, I guess I just mean turn toward either. Like, if you're thinking it's middle of the road right now, we're at a fork in the road, baby, where it can either go up and be a good match or down and turn into a fucking mess. So we'll see which way it goes.
All right. Well, if the people on Facebook wanted this to be the feature match, then I guess it'll be.
We'll see what they think of you. We'll see if they wanted you to watch Sludge or
something. I wanted to see Jeff watch something that sucks. You're going to be a real fan.
Yeah. You're going to suffer through the garbage like the rest of us. So now, I mean, they're just taking their time now, beating on both Shield guys. Do you feel that this is like just a waste of time, or do you like this gang just punishing these guys?
Well, I don't really have any investment in the two other dudes, so
yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Okay, so I thought maybe you'd go the opposite.
As being a guy who's often been the little guy getting beaten up
by 8 guys,
by bigger guys anyway.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, you know what?
So can you identify with
get
the
out
Shield?
Get out of there, man.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Do you feel like you're the Shield, scrappy and fighting back?
I would definitely be the Shield in this scenario, yes.
So you can, there we go, Kane.
All those other guys look like a bunch of bouncers.
Kane just accidentally hit Braun. What do you think of Kane's hair under that wig right now? It's kind of fucked up. I mean, under that mask, his wig.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty terrible, huh? Yeah. I didn't even notice until he pointed it out. He's got...
It's like he literally just like pulled up and was like, I do not want to do this shit at all. And just gave the old, I don't want to be here, Devin Booker. And just was like, fuck this.
I'm not gonna bring out the good wigs for
I'm
this
just going to half-ass put on my wig and walk out to the ring all fucking bloated and not caring anymore. All
right, so, okay. So Braun hit Kane. Now
Kane
they're all
Braun
back.
By accident.
Gotcha.
And they were beefing, but now they're reunited to go back after the Shield.
They made up.
I don't think they made up, but they have a common goal that they want to take out, and so they're working toward that here. Even though they hate each other, they hate the Shield more. So what's your expectations from here out in this match? Do you think the numbers prevail? Do you think the Shield comes back? Like, what are your... If you're watching at this point, what are you thinking?
Well, it was once a five on... The table didn't break. Oh, no. That's embarrassing. Nope, prop it up again. Nah,
screw
it.
Broke. It bent. Do you feel that that hurts more if the table doesn't break?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, and it did, I'm sure.
Poor guy. He probably broke a couple ribs.
And he's just laying there like...
I mean, if
fuck?
You go from a 5-on-3 to a 5-on-2, then surely the two guys would have to win. I will not be satisfied unless Dean Ambrose pins Braun Strowman.
So you don't think it's unbelievable, not believable for the two to beat the five? You think it's still believable in the world of wrestling that two would beat five?
I thought it was unbelievable that Floyd Mayweather would beat the Big Show. But
okay. Is that more unbelievable
now officially, to you? I officially can believe anything.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. We've set your bar.
That was a good match to change my expectations.
Yeah.
Wow, so many more ladders. I thought that was only the two.
Well, it is tables, ladders, and chairs. So they're strewn throughout the arena.
Is that a garbage truck?
Yeah.
It's tables, ladders, chairs, garbage truck.
Yeah. All right. So remember what I told you before? We're about to go on that fork in the road.
Oh, God.
So which way do you think we're going?
Oh, so they're going to trash compact these two guys?
They're going to try anyway.
Jesus.
Like, I feel like they were doing well. Like, if they just kind of kept what they were doing, and now we're going to get into this, like, absurd movie. Like, you're talking Michael Bay. Like, we're just going, like, way off the fucking rails here.
I forgot already. Who's the not Dean Ambrose guy?
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. Henry Rollins' brother?
No.
Didn't he wrestle?
Henry Rollins?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The musician?
You're not thinking of Joe Piscopo from the...
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
Okay, he's in the garbage truck now. They're both in the garbage truck.
You think they're going to compact them?
Is this... So this is like on the heels of the success of the ambulance episode.
I guess. I mean, I don't know if anyone really wanted to see a garbage truck get involved in this match, but...
So you're not a fan of the garbage truck?
It's all right. I don't know. I mean, that was cool, them diving off the garbage truck. I can get into that. But I don't know. Like,
did they
okay
put Kane in the garbage truck and that's like the end of Kane?
They should have. I'm okay with like campiness in my wrestling. Like, it's wrestling, I don't care per se. But I am not a fan of when it gets to the point where it's like monster movie campiness, which is what they've done sometimes, where it's just like a guy legitimately should be dead.
Yeah, they're actually not going to trash compact a guy. Like, you
right.
Know, you know that's not really going to happen.
But there may be times where they actually put him in the trash compactor and turn it on and squish him, and then he's out the next night. You know, it's like, that's where I kind of draw the line of what I can tolerate as a wrestling fan, if that makes sense to you. I do have some standards. They're not as high as many.
It's too bad that this stuff didn't exist in the Heenan days. Heenan would have been trash compacting everybody.
Or he would have gotten trash compacted as payback.
He would have showed up with like the neck brace.
Yeah, and just gotten jammed in there.
I'm going to show you what happens when you put Bobby the Brain Heaton in a trash compactor.
That's a good ad for that company, though. I mean, I don't know who's looking to rent a garbage truck that's watching this pay-per-view, but they're getting some FaceTime right there. Like, I wonder how much they paid to rent that for that stunt right there.
That's always tricky. The company could have paid them.
Probably not.
Free advertising.
That'd probably sound like a fuck. Spend the money for a billboard where people might actually see it, you know? I mean, who even rents garbage trucks? Is it like neighborhoods? Like, yeah, a person wouldn't just rent a garbage truck.
You could rent a garbage truck.
Who's renting a garbage truck? For what?
To dispose of lots of garbage.
Just get a dumpster.
If you have a business. Yeah, but then you gotta, I don't know.
Isn't that part of the fee for the dumpster? Is they come take it away?
Yeah.
I feel like the only person renting a garbage truck would be like a neighborhood association, a condo association.
So they probably can't actually rent the garbage truck. They probably just pay the garbage company
to come drive it.
Yeah.
Which seems like a waste of money.
They probably got the call and they were like, what? You want us to use a garbage truck for a wrestling match?
And like
you don't even have a price for that. Hold on, we'll get back to you. Start off with $200 million.
Yes, and we'll go down from there. So here's a big spot here. Kane and Brian are back at it. Kane just threw him off the stage.
Nice.
We'll see if they protect it with the angles. Because normally when they do this, they're like landing on some kind of padding.
Right.
And sometimes they're dumb and they'll show them fall and like you see them bounce off the pad. This one actually thought they've shot pretty well. Like, well, let's see if we see it here. So he's about to go through the stage. Yeah, no, I thought they protected it okay. You can see it a little bit, but not too bad.
It could be metal.
Yeah, there's been times where they've showed it and it's like a crash pad and the guy just like bounces and lands softly and kind of takes away again.
You hear like
from
that psh sound.
Right, you don't get it on the initial viewing and it's almost like they shoot themselves in the foot with the replay. It's like, why fucking show the replay? What's the point?
Yeah.
And just making it worse.
That's the problem with starting the replay. Now fans expect it.
Right.
Saying I have to shoot. And now he's just standing there.
And yeah, so him and Braun have derailed this match for their team. Do you like the floating chairs?
Oh, I didn't notice.
Is it a ghostly feel for you?
He's grabbing my foot. I will take this floating chair, which is conveniently placed.
And Yanko. Oh, all right, that was kind of cool. I'll give him that.
I wonder if he had to test that.
Chairgasm.
It'd be funny if he pulled it and it didn't come.
That was down. Good timing on the chairgasm.
Well, we made it a few minutes without a ejaculation joke.
That was good. Kane does look like a giant beaten down penis.
He does. He looks terrible.
Does Andy as Kane look better?
Yeah. I think if Andy...
Even like old Andy as Kane?
Old Andy as Kane would be much scarier.
Okay. How about Braun Strowman? Does he look like a big penis?
He's kind of cool. He's huge.
Yeah.
He's got a giant chest.
He does have a big chest.
He's country very strong. Brawny. Country strong, yeah.
They're really into this because they keep just replaying the chairs coming down. That was a cool stunt, though.
Somewhere backstage, some guy's going, that's my chair thing. You see my chair thing?
Well, I'm wondering if like he actually pulled it down or if someone's up there and like cut the string, you know, and they all came down. It also was impressive the way they all came down vertically in a row.
Yeah.
Like they could have all just fell all over the place. They really rigged it nicely to all... come straight down.
It was a good special effect.
So, are you still feeling this? Is it...
I like how all the guys are crawling around as if a bomb just went off.
Okay, so you like the car wreck feel where everyone's just kind of bodies everywhere, strewn all over the place.
Yeah, I don't really know where the storyline is now. It's like Kane against everyone.
Well, it's Kane against Strowman. I think everyone else is just fighting for their lives at this point. So Shield's hanging in. That Kane and Strowman have helped them indirectly twice by turning things on their own sides. You know, turning on each other.
And where's Angle at this point? Is he just limping back to the locker room?
Yeah, he's getting medical help, probably. Checked out. More choke slams through tables. The tables broke that time. So we're not hearing the commentary. Booker T's doing it. Michael Cole. And Corey Graves. Not quite Gorilla and Jesse, sadly. Those days are long gone, but...
What about McMahon? Is he not doing that stuff at this point?
No, he's purely backstage. He's not really active at all. He'll show up sometimes for angles here and there, but as any kind of regular performer, he's gone. He's not out there calling out Aretha. Still with this garbage.
And here's the garbage truck.
Compact as ass.
The cool thing about the garbage truck is that someone was driving it.
Yeah.
So they backed it up and stopped. Yeah. And now what? They're just sitting there in the driver's seat?
I would think, yeah. They're just waiting.
Waiting for instructions.
Maybe watching on his phone.
You got this technician over there. I'm just going to hang out here in case you guys need me to work the garbage truck.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's him. That's the garbage truck driver. It's Strowman, back to life.
How could he get up out of all those chairs?
It's he's a force of nature. It's a country strong strength. What's your thoughts on the strong stuff? Are you kind of done with the strong stuff?
Yeah, that's enough with the strong.
Yeah, if they come up with something
Who started
else.
That? Boston Strong?
Well, I was trying to think. Was it Boston or was it Pagano?
Live Strong?
Yeah, that was first. I guess
that
Live
was
strong.
The first. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think if Chuck Strong was before Boston Strong. When did Pagano get his cancer?
Well, Boston Strong was 2013.
Yeah. I guess probably Chuck had to be after that. Right? He hasn't been coached for that long.
Yeah, I think it was the next year.
Yeah, so maybe Boston started it. Because now you got everything. Houston Strong, New York Strong.
We're all strong. Vegas
so
strong.
So strong.
I appreciate the strength.
I get it. You know, it's a rallying call. It makes people feel closer to what happened.
It's something that everyone can get behind.
Yeah. I just feel like maybe we could change it up.
Yeah.
Come up with something new.
Next show, I'll come up with a phrase, like, in case Rhode Island ever is involved with something.
Okay. Or George Steele. Steele strong. When he's getting abused by the Macho Man. So this thing is still continuing on near the garbage truck here. Braun Strong is trying to hang in.
Oh, no, they're all going after that guy.
Right, which is weird because...
How is the Miz going after Strowman?
Yeah, they just all kind of turned on him now for no reason.
Okay, now he's in the truck.
So we've seen a lot of this with Braun as of late, thrown in ambulances, crashed into things, and now he's getting thrown in. Now see this. They are literally crushing him in the garbage. Like, how is he going to survive that? And what's this guy doing? He's just watching the murder. He's literally just helping them murder this guy.
I once saw a garbage truck guy throw an entire gas grill into the thing. And then when he turned it off, it was like a can of sardines.
Right.
So the answer is
no
that
way
he could
human
not.
Being could survive this.
No. That's what a compactor does. It compacts things.
And what are your thoughts on the old bald driver just standing there watching and not like saying, hey guys, you're using my garbage truck for a murder?
Well, I mean, are you going to tell these four guys?
I'd probably just get in the truck and drive off. Like, I mean, unless the Miz paid him handsomely. So now do you feel this thing is completely falling apart at this point?
Yeah, this is off the rails.
Yeah, just in a good way or a bad way.
We've killed a man. We've let one of the contestants walk away gingerly.
Yes.
We've got one of the guys beating up their own teammate.
Mama just killed a man. Yeah. Does not.
Henry yeah. Rollins is just.
He
has not
really done
move.
Much, I feel, since that dive off the.
He's off been the getting beaten up for like truck. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Where's Danny Davis when you need him?
He's trash bag.
He's rested just standing around doing nothing.
Do you feel like they're just in, I don't know, is the crowd just kind of taken out of this thing by now?
I'm trying to look around. They kind of just got their hands on their chins.
I mean, so much happened like away from the ring. They were over there for a while. Now we're in this position where we're just...
When they do all this off-the-ring stuff, they got, like, jumbotrons?
Yeah, well, they got the big screen in the entranceway, and usually one's up above, too. so they can see it, but you're not getting the feel of the action. And then they just watch a guy die. A guy they like. Braun Strowman is liked.
That's why. They're all tweeting, like, hashtag Strowman.
Right. They're all tweeting, like, are we accomplices
favorite,
to murder?
Yeah. Should we call the cops? Do you remember when Zdeno Chara hit that Canadiens player and... The crowd called 911.
Right, yeah. It's like that's what everyone's wondering they should do. And look who's back.
Here he comes.
With his own music this time. Kurt Angle theme.
He's holding his ribs, but I'm sure it's just minor pains.
Yeah, he's going to fight through it. You know, he'll fight through it. He'll do what he can.
Oh, a suplex on the concrete. That can't feel good.
Kurt back with vengeance in mind. That's an angle slam right there where he throws him up over his back. And now the crowd is woken back up thanks to Kurt returning.
That's cool that even after all these decades of wrestling, you can still patent moves.
Yeah.
You'd think that it's all been tried.
Yeah, I mean, there are guys still inventing stuff. There may be variations of other moves, you know. But, you know, there's still guys trying new stuff. Now, this is something I was very nervous of. Thank you, Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
The big save.
Save the day. I don't trust Kane to
protect. Actually, Kane's one of the safest guys. He I don't think he's ever really hurt anyone, and he works kind of... He's been around for 20 years at this point, so he's kind of knows what he's doing out there.
Oh, man. Angle's head was dangling there.
Yeah, it is scary. But he also could have been sloppy because he knew he wasn't going to hit the move, so he was just letting him hang. Did you like that move right there to the barricade?
Yeah, it was cool. They just hit like a bunch of TV monitors.
What do you think of this?
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Is that creepy?
His stupid little,
you know, his hair.
George McFly hair.
He has Josh Richards hair from like 1995.
Minus the tail, yeah.
Right. Well, no, post tail when Josh had the poodle, just on each side like that.
Oh yeah.
Miz's hair doesn't always look like that. It's slicked back a lot of the time, but when he isn't slicked back and it's off to the side, it's pure Josh Richards, 1995.
It could just be jealousy on our parts because not all of us can have such flowing blonde hair like Josh Richter.
Yeah, is that what you consider it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think of nice hair, who do you think?
Think of his?
You think of Josh Richter?
I don't think of Josh Rock.
Don't think of Josh Rock now.
I don't think of Andy. We don't really know too many people with nice hair.
We should do a poll. Nicest hair in wrestling.
Yeah, we can do nicest hair in wrestling. You can
find like your friends who have the nicest hair and put pictures on our Facebook.
Yeah, there's got to be some.
The nicest hair wrestling fan.
There's got to be some with nice hair. We don't know anyone. I'm racking my brain, and I cannot come up with one person that we're friends with that has. They're either bald, or they have an afro like me, or kind of whatever you got.
John Ferry has nice hair. It's like curly.
Yeah.
He doesn't really do anything with it. But he could.
He doesn't have to. He's so
he would have a nice
gifted.
Big fro.
There's so many what ifs with John Ferry.
So many.
What could have been?
If he didn't have to go get a Christmas tree every goddamn weekend. You can't see the guy.
It's worn on him. I don't think he'll ever miss football again because of that. The shit he took over that. And yeah. I think he knows he can't. So here we go. The Shield has Miz trapped. All the big guys are out. You feel like comeuppance is upon us?
I do.
Here we go with the...
Thumbs down, the little like gladiator thing.
Yeah, that's what he's calling for here. Have you enjoyed Kurt in this match? You think it was a good... Like, no one gets his first match in like 11 years. Was it a good comeback?
I might be offending a lot of people here, but it seems like this is the first time I've seen the guy. I compare him looks and like actions-wise... to the animal who you hate.
All right, now we're going to we're gonna watch him peek Kurt Angle, okay? And you'll see what he is not George fucking Steele. Because he's bald.
He's got the knobby little head. He's just missing the back hair.
He's old. He's old here. It's fine. We'll watch peek Kurt Angle. The Shield has won with a triple powerbomb beating The Miz. So, all right, that's the match. Give me your thoughts. Break it down for me real quick. Compare it to what you've seen, where you've been. Would you watch this one again? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
Well, it was missing a lot of the drama of the... this guy versus this guy and backstory stuff.
Well, for you, I mean, there was some story. But the stories aren't, it's not as good as what you've seen.
Yeah, for me, that's the point.
Right, okay.
You jump forward in time and I'm missing the whole story.
Okay. I think that the match was missing it. You're missing it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
In a vacuum.
And it was impressive. I imagine it's hard for eight guys to fight.
Yeah. If they cut out the whole shit on the stage with the garbage truck, would you have felt much better about it? If they went from kind of Kurt leaves, they do that thing where they beat them down for a while, Kurt comes back, and we get the finish.
Yeah. Like
or
maybe,
maybe
when
we go to the stage and do the Braun gets thrown off with the chair.
Or maybe there's like some sketchy thing that happens when Angle's going off, and they try to attack him, and then something goes terribly wrong, and then he gets back into it. Okay. Instead of just disappearing,
right.
Going backstage for some coffee.
I think if they just went there, they did a dive, they do the thing where Braun gets thrown off the stage and the chairs fall on him, and then they come back to the ring.
Yeah. I mean, if it was going to come down to The Miz getting gangbanged, then they could have circled around that a little better.
So who did you enjoy the most in the match?
I got to say, it was a pretty good match for Strowman.
Okay. Who did you enjoy the least?
Dean Ambrose. I just can't get past the hair.
Okay. If there's one guy that you could watch more of his stuff, who would it be? Take Braun. We'll say Braun, but beyond him.
I want to see some more angle, obviously.
Yeah. What are your thoughts of Miz? Still not a worthy Intercontinental Champion?
No, definitely not.
Okay. All right. After watching this, do you still want to continue your trek through wrestling?
I do. Okay. I'm fascinated to go back to 1987 and to grow old together with you and come back to this match.
Okay.
I'm a little bit tired.
What do you like jumping ahead here and there? Do you still want to do that here and there?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like, you know.
All right, so every now and then when there's a new pay-per-view, we'll maybe watch a match?
Yeah, you can keep the fans out there.
Do you like
putting
the live
ideas on the Facebook page?
Do you like the live watch?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's not as much. Right. It's good for me to like come at you with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
I think the older stuff together, and you know.
But I like the older stuff. I think we keep you watching on your own. Because I think I need you to pay attention to the stories and hear the commentary and all that because you're watching it progress. Shit like this is kind of like, who cares?
The only thing that is a little bit sad about watching the older stuff by myself is that I'm by myself.
Yeah.
I wish I had a wrestling buddy. Maybe I can hire someone to watch with me.
Just sit there.
And help
just
me
ask
make notes.
Andy.
And
then he sat with me for years. Just watched it.
Maybe I will. I'll have him dress up like Kane.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, we're out. Our plan is to be back next week in back in 87, so hopefully you'll hear from us. But sign up for our Facebook page for all our updates and news, facebook.com/JeffLearnsWrestling, and placementnation.com each and every day as well. Shop with us at placementnation.com/Amazon. So, any final words?
The Miz sucks.
All right, nobody beats him. We're out. Talk to you later.